when it comes time to interact with somebody, I want you to simplify your empathy. One, I do care about this person and what's important to them, and I'm gonna find out. Or two, I don't care about what's important to this person and I don't wanna find out. Those are the two choices.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of the Daily Discipline Podcast. This is the Super Skills Series. In this series, BK talks us through 20 skills we can all use every day to improve our lives and our impact on the things we care about. He helps you break down each skill through the lens of self-awareness, self-discipline, and self-confidence. By the end of this series, you'll be able to turn these 20 simple skills into super skills that unlock a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. In today's episode, we're talking about empathy and how it's a decision, not a feeling. Reminder to stick around through the end of the episode so you can hear how to get your hands on free E plus R equals O resources for activating these skills in your life.
Here's what empathy is. Empathy is the simple skill of finding out what's important to the other person and making it important to you in a way they can feel and value. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a choice. Empathy is not a feeling, it's an action. It's not an emotion, it's a decision. Okay? This is the first entry point distinction that sends people left or right, down a path that is in fact empathy and down a path that is not empathy. That's where people get confused. Empathy is not a feeling. It's a decision. It's a choice. And people confuse the feeling of empathetic, this natural thing that shows up, we feel bad when somebody tells us that they have some kind of a disease or virus or sickness. Oh my gosh, right now with the corona, somebody says, they caught corona, or my dad has it, or my mom has it, or whoever. And immediately, your heart goes out to them. And you're like, oh, I feel for you. And we call that empathy because we have this feeling. And to some extent, maybe, maybe not, but even if that is empathy, it's not the important, skillful empathy. Because everybody feels bad when things like that happen. Everybody puts their heart out to people when that happens. Empathy is when you're choosing your way into that. So that's the first piece, is to have empathy is to choose it. And how you choose it is this, and let's break this down. It's to find out what's important to the other person, then make that important to you in a way they can feel it, and in a way they value. Let's break down that simple definition. Let's start with the most basic. And here's the action, or the choices and the action that need to flow from a position of empathy. The first is you find out. It is the active process of finding out what's important to them. It means you have to seek it, you have to look for it. In order to look for it and seek what's important to somebody else, you have to either set aside or get your attention off of what's important to you, or at least hold them together and look for somebody else's. The second thing you have to do, and this is the demonstration, is as you find out, you have to make it important to you in a way they feel it and in a way that they value. So once you find out what's important to somebody, then you have to make that thing you found, or those things that you found, important to you in a way that can be recognized, felt, and understood by the people you are empathizing with. Because if you're just having your own internal experience, right? You see somebody and inside, oh, you feel bad for them on the inside. That might be good for you, and that might be something for you. But it's not empathy, because empathy is something that has to not only be chosen, but also has to come and be demonstrated to the people we are empathizing with, right? So that's the core key, right? So the next piece that I want to make sure that we're getting is, in order to do that, right, to be skillful in finding out, to be skillful in making it important, and to be skillful in doing those two things in a way that the people we're interacting with are recognizing, feeling, and valuing. That's a skill that requires understanding. It requires practice, it requires training, and it requires actually getting an education around how do I do that, right? Especially when we start extending where we need to be empathetic and who we need to be empathetic for, and the different kinds of people that we need to be empathetic with, the different forms of it based on their styles and how they're like or unlike us. The purpose of empathy, right? The purpose of empathy is to create understanding and connection. That's the purpose. That's the core of empathy. The core element of empathy, or the reason for it, and this is why empathy is the number one most attractive trait, again, in sales, leadership, influence, politics, romantic. When you can empathize, it's the number one most attractive trait. It creates understanding and connection. So the lens through which to see empathy is not how emotional do I need to get with people, right? And I think that's where a lot of people go. They think of empathy and they think, oh, I got to get crying with people, or I got to get soft and hugging with people. And no, put that aside, okay? That's not what we're talking about. Here's the role of empathy. Who do I need to have a clear and tight understanding with, and a deep and strong and stable connection with? Who do I need that with? And wherever you answer, I need this kind of, I need great understanding between me and this person, and I need a really strong connection between me and this person. Whoever you answer that for, yes and yes, that's where empathy needs to exist. And empathy is the bonding agent, right? It's the magnet and the glue that pulls those things together. And through that, everything about that relationship is going to flow. And through that, all of the other elements that strengthen and bond and keep that relationship tight are going to flow first through the skill of empathy, all right? So if you want to influence somebody, if you want someone to be drawn to you, if you want them to trust you, right? If you want them to remember you, empathy is where you start. So three things for empathy: self-awareness around it, self-control with it, and then self-confidence in it. What are we paying attention to? Number one, it's knowing that empathy is not a feeling. The most important part of self-awareness and empathy is that your feelings are not the guide for your empathy. Your decisions are. So here's the simplest decision you can have in self-awareness. And I'm going to keep this really tight today because I don't want to get bogged down in the details, because it's already messy enough with emotions. So we're going to be very tight in the teaching today. When it comes time to interact with somebody, I want you to simplify your empathy, right? And frankly, don't even, if calling it empathy gets you kind of clogged up, don't call it empathy. Just raise this simple self-awareness question in your mind. One, I do care about this person and what's important to them, and I'm going to find out. That's one. Or two, I don't care about what's important to this person, and I don't want to find out. Those are the two choices. I care about what's important to this person, and I want to find out. I don't care about what's important to this person, and I'm not going to find out. If you're not doing that, then you're allowing your emotions largely to dictate and then therefore determine where your empathy is, and you'll believe that your emotions justify whatever answer you came up with, and you push your choice away. And what I want you to do is I want you to stay tight and take responsibility for the decisions you are making. If you don't empathize, if you don't care, it's because you're choosing not to. Anytime you don't care about somebody, it's not because of your emotion. It's because of your decision. You need to own that like I do. Take responsibility, take ownership, and state your choice. I care and I'm going to find out. I don't care and I'm not going to find out. You need to have self-awareness of the decisions that you are making. Because if you're not going to find out and you're not going to empathize, that means that you're not going to understand and you're not going to connect. And so when that person is turned off by you, when they don't want to listen to you, when they're uninterested in your perspective, when they're frustrated and irritated with you because you're disconnected, because you don't understand, because you didn't make the choice to find out what mattered to them, you can say, well, of course they ended up in this perspective. Of course they ended up to that spot. Look at the choices that I made. That's the natural flow of the consequences, right? So that's the number one thing in self-awareness. Empathy is not agreement. It's understanding. That's it. Empathy is not agreement. It's understanding. So on self-control, anybody can empathize when they feel it. Most people do. Anybody who feels an emotional draw, pull, connection, anybody who you know, you come up and you talk to me about football or discipline or surfing or snowboarding or tattoos, or you come up and talk to me about DMGB, you come up and talk to me about those things, I've got, right? I'm going to be right there with you. But you come up and you talk to me about what's important to you that is not naturally and immediately emotionally interesting and important to me, now I have a choice to make. I don't have an existing emotional bank that is connected to that, but I can recognize it's important to you. Now is when my empathy is uniquely rare and valuable. Empathizing on the things everybody else already gets emotional and empathizes about is not useful or unique for you to create the kinds of connections that make a big difference. Everybody already does that. Where empathy comes to play is, can you connect with people in ways that most other people don't? Can you be understanding in ways that most other people aren't? Can you choose to find out what's important to people who aren't like you, to people who disagree with you, to people who think differently than you do, to people who maybe hold different standards than you do? Can you find the, if you're a Republican, can you choose to find out what's important to the Democrat neighbor who has a different perspective than you? And can you understand and connect around what's important to him or her differently than what's important to you? Most people, it's not that they can't, it's that they choose not to. They look at somebody and they allow their emotions of dislike for an opinion to dictate where they go. And they lose self-control because they don't own the choice. So if you don't have empathy, it's because you are choosing not to have it. This is the core understanding that we have got to have. If you don't have it, it's because you choose not to have it. You are choosing something else. If you want empathy, you can have it and get it across to someone at any point, but you have to choose it, and then you got to act on it. Responsibility and ownership, okay? So those are the core things that I wanted to make sure that we got across. Is it's a choice. It's finding out what's important to somebody else, making it important to you in a way they can feel and recognize. You'll notice I've said that about 15 times. That means it's important. You have to choose, right? Self-awareness from the beginning. I care and I'm going to find out, or I don't care and I'm not going to find out. Make your choice. Once you've made your choice, self-control says if you don't feel it and you're not in it, it's because you're not choosing it. And you have to own the fact that I'm not empathizing and connecting and understanding because I'm choosing not to. And that really helps you from deceiving yourself. And it also makes you responsible and puts you on the hook for the actions, the decisions you're making and the actions you're engaging in, and then the consequences that those deliver, which we all have to stay tied to in cause and effect. And then self-confidence. Empathizing does not mean sacrificing anything about yourself. It does not mean letting go of your perspectives, your understandings, your opinions. It is simply learning how to recognize what is going on in somebody else and then helping bond you and connect you with a lot more people, sometimes like you, sometimes kind of not like you, sometimes not like you, a lot unlike you. And being that source of kind, curious, humble, good feelings that they then attach to you as being the source, and creates a lot better connections.
Hey, thanks for listening all the way through. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review, because your reviews help more people find this podcast who need it. As promised, we've got links in the show notes to resources that will help you activate these skills in your life. First up, we've got the Do the Worksheet, a free E plus R equals O resource that helps you apply what we talked about here to your life. Lastly, if you're interested in taking the application of these skills a step further, we have a downloadable guidebook with all 20 skills only for members of the Daily Discipline community. Developing these 20 skills into super skills help you become a stronger you, a more productive you, and a more fulfilled you. As always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.